the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1768. This letter is addressed, it's dated Baruch Hashem Yud Menachem of Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. But the Rebbe addresses this to Reb Shlomo Yosef Zevin. He was a great scholar, and he's actually the author of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. That's an encyclopedia of the Talmud. It's an enormous work that was constantly guided also by the Rebbe. I mean, he was a chassid and also recognized in the world as a very special person who's able to take complicated matters and put them into good words, in very short words, explain them. So this is a letter to him. It's a technical letter in some of the things that he has published. So the Rebbe addresses him with the great titles, and the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, it is with pleasantness that I am certifying that I received your letters dated Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Matis Umasai, and I'm also confirming that I received the first two volumes of the Encyclopedia Talmudit from the book publishing Sifrei Yisrael, instructed by Mr. Barlev, who I guess was instructed to send the Rebbe the first two volumes of the Encyclopedia Talmudit. The Rebbe says, thank you for that. Although the Rebbe says, I didn't have enough time even to flip through the pages, but here I want to make two general observations. And the Rebbe says, I am going to observe, I ask your forgiveness, basically, for my comments. Even though the Rebbe says, I suspect that it's probably not up to you, but here I'm going to put it for you. Number one, the Rebbe says, since we're dealing here with an encyclopedia, and especially we're talking a Talmudic encyclopedia, so what's its goal is that it should become a useful book. It's not just a reference book sitting in there and nobody uses it. This is something to be used. Especially when you're talking about a Talmudic encyclopedia, so the people of the yeshiva and those who occupy in Torah will be paging through, flipping through the pages. And they are not as careful in protecting the pages of the book. So the paper that they print upon, that the encyclopedia is printed, needs to be a strong paper that shouldn't also easily get any spots on it. As opposed to this encyclopedia, the Rebbe is basically telling him that the pages and the printing needs to be done in a way that it's fit for the use of many people. And it's amazing how the Rebbe takes note of everything, even the paper that it's printed on. Number two, the Rebbe suggests to him that in the encyclopedia to add drawings, maps, and pictures to help clarification in many matters. And the Rebbe said, in addition to this, it wouldn't be so painful, similar to what we say in the Lechadoidi over there, they say that the books of the other side, which means that are published by the non-Jewish world, the secular books, those are built and they're so beautiful. But when it comes to the holy books, and that's probably, I gotta look up, the Rebbe's referring here what it says in the Lechadoidi, I gotta look it up, but the Rebbe is basically saying, how come the other, Kol Ira Tila Bluya V'Ira Liki Mushpeles, that's something that we say in the davening, but I'm not sure, the Rebbe says, Omer L'Chodoyde, I'm not sure exactly. But in any event, the Rebbe wants that the books that are published for Torah should meet and not be inferior to the books than these secular books. They should be as beautiful. So the Rebbe suggests two things. First of all, make good paper, add drawings, add pictures, add maps, so that it'll clarify many of the matters. Then further, the Rebbe responds, I guess, to him, the Chabad published a book of the Zdei Chemed, known as the Zdei Chemed, and the Rebbe went over it. So the 10th volume of the Zdei Chemed, the Rebbe said, had not yet been published. And the Rebbe says, because I don't have the time to even review it on a surface level, how to organize the indexes, etc. Because the Rebbe says, in addition to all the approvals and the various different booklets that have already been printed in the past, so there is like, you have to, when you make an index, you have to include all the various different things. So the Rebbe says, so in addition to that, in the 10th volume, it's prepared a general index, goes by the Aleph Beis on the order of the Erchin, which include the mixture of the ones that are in the Klolim, Asifas Dinim. There's various different ways that this Zdei Chemed was organized. And the Rebbe says, I'm not sure if the author himself had a very clear way how to organize this. And something which makes sense. Also, the index of the authors and the books, these were all things the Rebbe was working on, and it's not ready yet. The Rebbe said, I don't have yet the time to review this, but the Rebbe says, it's self-understood, that as soon as it is published, it will be sent to you also. So I guess he was asking for the 10th volume, and the Rebbe says that this is what's going on. The Rebbe says further that for sure you have received my letter with a copy of my letter that I sent to Mr. Shazar Sheyichya, and I am looking forward for a detailed response on it. The Rebbe says, I'm also very pleasantly to read about your participation in the Fabrengen of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, and for sure also in the future that will take place. The Hashem Yisbarach, the Blessed Hashem, may succeed you to arouse those who listen to you and those who read your books, your Sforim, to Torah and fear. The Rebbe further says, this that I asked you about the loans from the government. So the Rebbe says, my intention was about those ones in the United States, as self-understood. Not sure if the Rebbe was asking him something about interest on them or what. I'm not sure exactly. It doesn't say here. As far as Rishon is that signing up the children, I guess, for the schools. So the Rebbe says, I've been receiving information from the Anash and the Hasidim. It seems like they used various excuses or non-truths to rip up and to nullify many of the various kinds of forms of the sign-up forms. It seems like most of them, not sure they ripped it up because it didn't fit there, or they didn't want them to use it. It's, again, I'm trying to figure out from what the answer is here. But the Rebbe says, this is not really fit at all what Mr. Shazar told me when he was over here. The Rebbe also is adding to this booklet, which Miluim, for the notes of Megillas Eicha, which were published in these days, with honor, with blessing for success in your general and in individual matters, and for good health. Again, he was a very active, a prolific writer, this Rebbe Zevin. And the Rebbe comments originally about improvements in his Encyclopedia Talmudis, and then the Rebbe addresses other issues that they had, that he hasn't finished the 10th volume, and also about some other matters that the Rebbe brought up with him.